This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
What are you talking about? Devontae Parker only has hamstring issues because he doesn't prepare effectively. I mean, some of you just come up with shit that, you know. The fact that he actually stays on the field, sir, it tells you he prepares the right way. He just doesn't have a body to hold up to football. Just like you, just like me. That if we played that game, we would break down because that's what normal people do. The freaks are the ones that can stay healthy in a game like that and the demands that that thing puts on you. So you actually made a point that has zero substance because it's actually the opposite of what you're saying. Devontae Parker now, because he takes care of his body, is able to fight through these injuries and stay on the field. Earlier in his career, he didn't take care of his body, so he could not stay on the field. Now, he gets nicked up and stays on the field. Why? Because he's actually doing the right things for his body. But the part that you don't seem to understand, Call of Duty, is that there's a lot of people that come into this league and their bodies are not made for this. That's just genetics, man. It's the way it is. Right? Some of us are akin to getting headaches all the time. Some of us are not. Everybody's different, man. Some of us can go all day without drinking any water, and you're like a freaking human cactus. And then there are some of us that are drinking water like it's going out of style. Some of us will catch a cold really easy, and some of us, we can walk into a room where 15 people are sneezing, and we'll walk right out, and we didn't catch a damn thing. Everybody's DNA is different. That's what you're watching with COVID now. Because as much as the doctors know, and they're learning every day themselves, they still don't know what type of DNA is affected more by this thing than others. They don't know what's in your DNA or my DNA that we might be more affected by the virus. And clearly, it affects some people more than others. Bodies are all different, man. Some can last and can take the pounding of the NFL, and then there are those guys that you're Jordan Reed, and it doesn't matter how much you prepare, bro, you're going to get a concussion because your body's not made for the NFL. Oh, you know, it's understand what goes on, and it's a lazy take. Oh, he doesn't prepare. That's why he's always broken down. No, actually, that's not true. To Devontae Parker's credit, let me go back to my Geno Smith comment. To his credit, he has fought through all this adversity. He easily could have quit and gone somewhere else and do something else with his life. But he has tried to find a way to fine-tune his body as much as possible to stay on the field nowadays. In fact, I actually have come to admire Devontae Parker because he has to know that his body has failed him for this level. And somehow or another, he has fought it instead of giving into it. And let me tell you something. It's not the best thing for his long-term health that he stays in the NFL. Because his body's not made for it. So he's going to keep getting injuries, and he's going to keep needing surgeries and scopes and cleanups, and he's going to keep having all the itises and the arthritis and the tendonitis and all that stuff. And when he gets older, it doesn't get any better. all the wear and tear, all the hits, all the injuries, they come back to haunt you. So I admire actually Devontae Parker nowadays, believe it or not. I know what he is already, and I understand he'll never live up to the number 11 pick overall in the draft. And I that conversation's dead and gone already. Now I admire the man, the human being, the professional that is still trying to do what he loves. But unfortunately, the good Lord did not bless him with the kind of body that can put up with the pounding that the NFL delivers.